Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Momba Tailash. The headlines. ZMA emphasizes need for stricter standards in medical training. Government intensifies efforts to secure national food security. In international news, Palestine against statehood. And in sports, ZBF president allegedly fires general secretary. And now the news in detail. The Minister of Education has officially closed the 2025 Knowledge Co-Creation Program for Africa Cohort 3 and 4 under the theme Enhancing Understanding and Development of a Learning Environment, Accelerating STEM Learning Competences in Africa. Speaking at the official closing, Minister Douglas Yakalima called for more collaborative countries in a bid to improve the learning standards. Mr. Yakalima says the knowledge exchange between educators on the African continent is key to solving the Africa's education sector problems because Africa solutions lie among Africans.
Sector practice aligned with Zambia's vision for an education system that drives social economic transformation from any child's course to higher education. You have been actively involved in designing and testing STEM-focused learning environments. These environments are not abstract. They are tools for change aligned with an international development plan to create jobs, stimulate industrial growth, and build a resilient, knowledge-driven economy.
Meanwhile, leader of the Cohort 3 and Cohort 4, Caroline Kalab from Uganda, says the Co-Creation Knowledge Program was a great opportunity to develop new solutions to the problems the education sectors on the African continent face. Rufunsa District Commissioner Richard Mabena says all is set for tomorrow's Ngombalianga traditional ceremony of the Soli people of Shikaveta Chiefdom in Rufunsa District. In a statement, Mr. Mabena has declared the Ngombalianga Men Arena ready to host the ceremony. Ngombalianga means cleaning grain storage facilities of old grain in readiness for the new harvest. Mr. Mabena says the district is celebrating the ceremony at a very good time owing to the maize bumper harvest across the district, which signifies guaranteed food security in Rufunsa. He says President Hakainde Hichilema will be represented by local government and rural development minister Gift Sialubalo, who will be accompanied by Lusaka province minister Shio Muliata, who is also a Rufunsa member of parliament. United Party for National Development, UPND, Southern Province Chairman Baliat Makwembo says preparations for the UPND intra-party elections scheduled to commence this coming August 2025 in Southern Province are progressing on well. Speaking to the media, Mr. Makwembo has warned UPND aspiring candidates for various positions for the 2026 elections to stop campaigning where they are UPND sitting elected leaders. He, however, stressed that reported routing of public resources at Munali Nickel Mine in Chief Naluama of the Momba Tonga speaking people should be investigated speedily.
easy. Where we have a sitting MP, UPND sitting MP, UPND mayor, UPND councillor, we don't allow campaigns because that's the government that we have, Mr. Shombe. You will mention it with so that we have one bad muntu. Instead of the elected involvement, atarike kushia parliament to come and defend his or her seat in his or her constituency. Not at all. We are not going to allow that. And we have warned our members, whoever who dare do that, that means one. He or herself who disqualify himself. We don't allow early campaigns. Early campaigns are only going to be open after parliament dissolves.
The Zambia Medical Association, ZMA, has emphasized the need for stricter standards in medical training to ensure that doctors are fit for practice. Speaking during the launch of Medical Education Indaba Report, ZMA President Dr. Kaumba Roy Tolopu notes that the rapid increase in medical schools and students has raised concerns about the quality of training and supervision. He says the current system is facing challenges which include inadequate facilities and supervision that can compromise the quality of medical education. Dr. Tolopu has stressed that the regulatory bodies, Ministry of Education and Medical Practitioners of Zambia must work together to maintain high standards. Meanwhile, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Kennedy Lishimbi, has highlighted a significant shortage of doctors in the country, with Zambia requiring at least 20,000 doctors to meet the World Health Organization's recommended ratio. In agriculture news, the Zambian government has intensified efforts to secure national food security by expanding maize purchases from farmers across all provinces as part of its 2025 Strategic Reserves Plan. Agriculture Minister Ruben Mtolo has announced in Parliament that the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, is actively buying maize in regions where moisture levels have reached the required 12.5%, a benchmark critical for preserving grain quality and extending shelf life. With over 1,000 out of 1,600 satellite depots now operational, with a view stabilizing the market while protecting farmers' interests. Ms. Mtolo says the FRA is purchasing MERS at 6,800 kwacha per metric ton, 340 kwacha per 50 kg bag, a competitive price aimed at encouraging small-scale farmers to participate in the formal market while maintaining space for private sector involvement. We now take a break to stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
UK Minister Peter Carroll says the government is committed to recognizing a Palestinian state, but does not give a timescale, saying it needs to ensure sovereignty can be exercised at the moment of attaining statehood. France announced yesterday that it will recognize a Palestinian state in September. He says the priority today is to focus on the emergency that is before the country and the need to get food on people's plates. He adds that the government is committed to establish statehood for Palestine, empowering and delivering the long-term peace and stability needed. For more foreign news, here is the BBC.
Thailand's been carrying out mass evacuations near the border with Cambodia as military clashes between the two neighbours continue. At least 16 people have been killed since Thursday. Thailand's acting prime minister has warned the violence could develop into war. The United States has joined Israel in condemning France's announcement that it will recognize Palestinian statehood. The U.S. Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, said it was a slap in the face to